positive bag matching is now in effect at all airports. Your luggage won't get on the plane unless you do. Also, passengers who are flagged by the airline's computer will have their bags screened for explosives. That can be by dogs, by machines, or by hand searching.
Some people are worried that this level of security will snarl air travel. We sent reporters to 4 airports around the country today to see how it's working. And we hear first from member station KQED's Cy Musiker. He's at the International Airport in Oakland, California.
Airline passengers in Oakland stood calmly in the cold sunshine this morning. Many said they expected longer than normal delays to check in, but the lines weren't long at all.
Well, it's working so far at Oakland.
There's a claim check for your bags, Reno, sir.
Fred Gartrell was heading home from a business trip. He said he'd heard about the new FAA rules.
That's why I came early, just to make sure that I'd miss my flight because I was searched.
But Gartrell hardly had time for an interview at curbside check-in before the SkyCab took his bags. Inside the terminal, the line was moving just as fast at the Southwest ticket counter. The same was true at a United Airlines ticket counter in a nearby terminal. The new FAA rules require that airlines check all bags for explosives, but Oakland International has yet to get even one bomb-detecting machine and has only one bomb-sniffing dog. At the Southwest counter, security screeners were doing hand searches on barely 10% of the checked bags. That's true at most regional airports across the country. In Oakland, the largest carrier is Southwest. Unlike other airlines, it's added staff since the tragedies of September 11th. Many of these new hires are helping the airline meet the new FAA security standards. One casualty of the new rules, passengers have to stick with the itinerary they booked. They can't sprint through the terminal and snare an earlier departure. For NPR News, I'm Cy Musiker in Oakland.
I'm Shirley Jihad at Chicago's O'Hare Airport. Standing at the explosive detection machine in Terminal 1, just a few passengers have been selected to have their luggage screened. The machine has picked up something suspicious in one bag. It belongs to Dawn Beckman of Chicago. She thinks the cause of concern must be her knitting needles.
Double-pointed silver knitting needles.
Security personnel unpacked the bag by hand. Turns out the source of suspicion was a plastic snorkel. Beckman is on her way to Hawaii. The check-in process for her family took an hour and a half. For many other people, the process was quicker and smoother, though, and most said they would rather be safe than sorry, like Pai Piumontazi on his way to Atlanta.
When you increase security, you increase people feeling comfortable. That's all you need to do. When people feel comfortable, they'll be happy flyers.
But other passengers, like Bud Hines, are more skeptical. He's been avoiding airports, he says, because of the post-September 11th hassles. But now today, he has to fly to the West Coast.
We'll see how this works. I think it's mostly show. If somebody wants to destroy a plane and they're on it, what's the difference? If they're suicide bombers, they don't care. They'll claim their luggage. So it's just for show. Make us feel better.
Officials with United and American Airlines also have started implementing rules calling on passengers to complete their check-in 30 to 35 minutes before their flights depart or be rebooked on a later plane. And the airlines want passengers to be at their gates 15 to 20 minutes before departure or they may not be able to board. For NPR News, I'm Shirley Jihad in Chicago.
I'm Barbara Mantel at LaGuardia Airport in New York City. For about an hour and a half this morning, during the peak travel time, the line in front of the American Airlines ticket counter was long. But according to SkyCaps, it was not much longer than it's been in recent weeks. Further inside the terminal, the line at the security checkpoint did snake down the hall and take 45 minutes to get through, and that line may have been longer than usual, as security personnel increased the number of carry-ons they manually inspected. But by 8:30 in the morning, as peak travel ended, both lines had shortened considerably. Passengers, however, weren't taking chances. Having heard in the news about the new bag screening procedures, many, like Manuel Navarrete, came extra early.
Well, we thought that we would have to be here 3 hours before.
Did you come earlier?
Yeah, 2.5 hours before the flight.
And that's for a domestic flight. Some passengers said they came 3.5 hours early. Many passengers, with hours to kill after check-in, found themselves spending more time than they had expected in the food court. Ed and Beverly Brandman were reading the newspaper.
The coffee's fair, the company's okay, and I don't care. It's just time. That's all it is.
Most of those interviewed felt the same way about the increased security, including this woman named Irene.
I'm happy, you know. If they will check me, I hope they will check everybody else. That's it. So whatever it takes, you know, it does not bother me. Whatever it needs to be done.
American Airlines wouldn't say what combination of methods it's using to screen checked baggage. The airline would say that since Tuesday, it has been matching every checked bag to onboard passengers, although regulations require that be done only on originating, not connecting, flights. For NPR News, I'm Barbara Mantell in New York.
This is Steve Tripoli at Boston's Logan Airport. Officials here are anxious to appear extra sensitive to security because the two flights that destroyed the World Trade Center September 11th came from here. Logan is using all four types of bomb screening allowed under the new federal law that took effect today. There were long but fast-moving lines, and there didn't seem to be any major delays. Sean Lewis of Boston was waiting to pass through security to his flight gate and said checking his bags outside the terminal had been easy.
No, it didn't take very long at all. I did curbside check-in. It took me about 5-10 minutes. Less than the last time I came here.
Right behind Lewis, Ken Nitray said he and a friend had sailed through baggage and security checks when they started their day in Buffalo.
It took 10 minutes in Buffalo, completely checked in and through security.
Bomb detection measures for checked baggage aren't the only new wrinkle at Logan. Today also marks the airport's first use of facial recognition technology, a kind of video camera that uses photographic data to recognize terrorism suspects. It was the third day Logan is using a scanning device that detects phony passports, and the airport has also started using a cloth-covered wand that can detect traces of explosives when rubbed across carry-on bags. Airport spokesman Phil Orlandella says all the new technology is lengthening waiting times.
Certainly it's had an impact. The lines are long, but we think that everything's running very smoothly. There's no major problems. People aren't complaining. Everything seems to be working fairly smoothly at this time.
Orlandella says things will stay smooth if today's generally good-humored travelers at Logan continue to adjust as they have.
People should get here a little early, be a little patient. You know, it's a new era.
For NPR News, I'm Steve Tripoli in Boston.